Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rica on Power 101.7.
All right, 6:39. Jess, what you got in Celebrity
Here
Buzz?
Here we go. Eminem has a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, and her hubby, Evan, announced the birth on Instagram on Friday, and they recently welcomed their newborn son. His name is Elliot Marshall McClintock. The baby's middle name pays homage to his grandfather's given name, Marshall Mathers, while the newborn's initials are now EMM. So, Eminem is a grandfather now.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy to even, like, say. Wow.
Yes. Nintendo has postponed the pre-orders for the highly anticipated Switch 2 in the U.S. due to the new tariffs imposed by the Trump administration, assessing potential price impacts. The tariffs on components from China, Vietnam, and Cambodia could result in a price increase of up to $180. The June 5th release date remains unchanged at this time. Also, Mariah Carey surprised her 13-year-old son, Rocky, during his Twitch stream, causing like a lot of embarrassment as his twin sister Monroe and Mariah joined the stream. Viewers were thrilled, overwhelming Rocky. He had some jokes and he was like telling Mariah to like leave him alone. He didn't want her in his presence, that she was starting a lot of chaos among the viewers and in the chat as well. Also, I don't know if you heard about this, but Russell Brand, he's been charged with rape and indecent assault and other sex crimes involving four different women.
Yeah, I did hear about this. Crazy.
Gosh. Now, charges relate to four separate incidents between 1999 and 2005 involving four different women. He tweeted a video, of course, denying everything. He says, quote, "I was a fool before I lived in the light of the Lord. I was a drug addict, a sex addict, and one thing I can say is I was never a rapist. I've never engaged in activities that were not consensual. I pray that you can see all of that by looking into my eyes." That video is now trending online as well. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, what's up with all these charges and celebrities and all this stuff coming out? It's unbelievable. I know you're just sitting waiting.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're like, what else is going to come out?
It's coming.
I know. It's crazy. I know. Jeez.
So, and it really is awful. I mean, I know I'm laughing, but it really is terrible.
I know. I couldn't believe it.
You know? So, but I mean, I've been hearing about it for a long time, about a lot of the celebrity stuff. So,
yeah. And also, if you're one of those people rooting for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to, like, maybe break up or not, who knows? But there's an editor with Britain's not always reliable Sun tabloid saying that Harry is not happy that Meghan is using their kids on social media to promote her brand. Quote, "My understanding of this is that up to a certain stage, Harry would much rather have his children not be seen at all. He does not want them to be photographed. But Meghan has other ideas." Quote, "She grew up in California. She once said that she would like to have more California style, you know, lifestyles. Take them down to the beach, go out and do different things. She does not want to hide her children away." But right now, that tabloid is saying that Prince Harry does not like it that Meghan is using their kids to promote her brand.
Okay. 6:43, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We got sports on the way. Here's Drake. Good morning.